I will show here how to easily set up Linux rsync on Windows via WSL, and then use it to make a copy of our files to a local NAS server via SMB. Although analogously, copies can also be made to a regular external hard drive. In a way, this method will automate what we often do quite unnecessarily manually, so it will ultimately save us time in keeping our files safe. In addition, the whole thing will work more efficiently, thanks to the fact that rsync only sends changed files and does not blindly copy everything. Today's electronics are inextricably linked to IT. It's really hard to imagine sifting through tons of catalog notes in the form of physical binders taking up half our cupboard, and even harder to imagine designing a circuit fully on paper, from schematic to PCB design, which is also increasingly at least two layers. For this reason, I thought it worthwhile here to present a method for automatically creating copies via the tool rsync. rsync is a console tool, normally available on Linux systems, but with a little effort it can be run on Windows too. I'll outline the whole process here step by step and perhaps save someone from losing files. Step 1. Install WSL. These Windows steps are skipped if we are on Linux. For some time now, Microsoft has offered us the possibility to install WSL, the so-called Windows subsystem for Linux. WSL allows us to install a Linux distribution, such as Ubuntu, OpenSUSE, Kali, Debian, Arch Linux, etc., on Windows without having to resort to less efficient and inconvenient solutions such as dual boot or their virtual machine. This allows us to run Linux programs from within our 10 or 11. Before installation, we need to check that we meet the requirements. You need Windows 10 version 2004 or higher, build 19041 or higher, or Windows 11. If we don't meet this, we do an upgrade. Then we open PowerShell as administrator. We type WSL-install question. The laborious installation process will then begin. Waiting. In my case, it continued to install Ubuntu by default, but the installation was stuck at 0.6%. I aborted the process and performed the necessary reboot of the machine. Reboot can be done with the command WSL-install-d-ubuntu. After a while, our Linux system will install and our Ubuntu prompt will start. Step 2. We are finalizing Ubuntu on Windows. It's time to configure our Windows Ubuntu. We provide a username and password. Ubuntu is picky. I had to enter the name in lowercase. We also set a password. I myself chose a fairly short four-letter one. Step 3. Getting familiar with Ubuntu. From now on, we can type WSL on the Windows bar and run the Linux command line this way. In my case, it looks like this. The obvious implication of this is that you need to know the Linux commands. That is, we operate via cd, change folder, mkdir, create, chmod, set permissions, etc., etc. Our disks can be found in the MNT folder. For example, below I have looked at my W drive, lowercase there. All files are visible. Step 4. Plug the backup media into the WSL. Now we still need to access our media from the backup in WSL. Initially, I wanted to use the normal Linux way of SMB, i.e. mapping the Samba resource to MNT via mount, but that didn't want to work here. Eventually, I decided that I would map my server on Windows as a network drive. This is performed in this computer here. We click through the wizard. We enter the address of the share in the format share. Below you have an example of what this looked like for me. It's worth ticking the box from automatically connecting after a reboot. Then in my case, the disk did not appear at first, but after the reboot, everything was okay. If you want to copy to a regular drive connected via USB, it is even simpler. You don't need to map the network drive. Step 5. Rsync command. The name rsync comes from remote sync, meaning remote synchronization. It is not a simple command, CP, but much more. rsync offers a lot of switches and possibilities, which you can read about.